Simin Reish Mem Tesef Aleph. The halacha of the Mechaber is Mekure is in the Gemara in Sukkah that says that a person should not travel more than three parsois on Erev Shabbos. The reason being that if he travels too much, he might get to his destination late and not have enough time to prepare food for Shabbos. Because since they didn't know in those days who's coming where and who's going, your host, whether it be a friend, family member, or your own family, Pasha didn't know that the person is coming, and therefore they didn't prepare for them, and you're not going to have any food for Shabbos. Similar to the last halacha that we have, it's going to be a bit of learning Shabbos, you're not going to be able to have food for Shabbos. So you have to leave yourself enough time to be able to prepare food for Shabbos. Now, practically, this halacha is kamat not nevi'a, because already, like the Mishabura says, from the Bach, and when you're traveling by train or you're traveling by horse and buggy, then you have more time than walking time. You could travel the third of a day. If a person walks two parsois, it takes them a third of a day. You could travel that amount of time by a car. And the Bach says that the minig is that you even travel after chatzos. You don't have to travel that at the beginning of the day. You could travel after chatzos as long as you leave yourself enough time. Not only that, Mishabur brings out from the Aguda, one of the Rishayim, that says that bizmaneinu, people don't make just a half a piece of chicken and one piece of potato kugel. You make a whole chicken and a whole potato kugel, and there's plenty of food usually, and therefore you don't have to really worry about the halacha. Not only that, the Bir Halacha brings down that if you bring your own food with you, certainly you don't, and not certainly, it seems to be his achra, like Dali Rabba, that you don't have to worry about it, because all chashas are not going to be enough food. Here there will be enough food, because you bring the food along with yourself. Now, Yesh lahoisif that bizmaneinu lachur mamish, this whole halacha has no shaykh, lachur is not negia, because 99.9% out of 100 times, you're going to call the person up and they're going to know exactly where you are if you're coming. They know when you're coming, when you're going, this telephone. Sometimes, maybe a person would surprise somebody else for Shabbos, that's a possibility. I've done it myself, but in those cases we brought food along with ourselves, just in case. But, they were surprised, you know, that's a possibility that maybe they wouldn't know they were coming. But even then, we have what the Mishabur says from Aguda, that we don't really have to worry about it because people don't make just enough food. Therefore, kaman, this halacha is not negia whatsoever. What is yet negia, though, is what the Mishnah Brewer brings down, that you have to be very careful not to travel too close to Shabbos, which means you have to leave yourself enough time. It's not exactly clear how much of time. I think the Kol Kuris that they put out every once in a while say that you should leave yourself double time. That means if you're traveling from Yerushalayim to Haifa and it takes 2.5 hours by bus, and you should leave yourself 5 hours, you should leave Shabbos at 7 o'clock, leave at 2 o'clock, not later than 2 o'clock. That way you're leaving yourself ample time for anything to go wrong. I saw the Ratzion says that, Ratzion Abishul says that you should leave yourself at least an hour of time. In other words, get there an hour before Shabbos. It's because most problems that happen along the way, a tire pops or whatever, a person runs out of gas, whatever the issue is, that most things can be solved within an hour, therefore we'll leave it there without having a problem with Shabbos. The Mashmois is an hour before Shkia, the Chur. That seems to be the Mashmois, not an hour before Lichbenshim, because Lichbenshim is not Chol Shabbos, for the most part. I did see the same, I think it's the B'Shem the Chazanish, that said, I can't say for sure, I don't remember who I saw, B'Shem, that you have to leave enough time also for your driver to get back. That would be Lachur referring to a case where you took a personal driver. If you took a taxi, or you took a tender, you took a hasa'ah, then you have to leave enough time for the driver also to get back. If you're taking a public bus, a city bus, then whether you get on the bus or you don't get on the bus, the driver's driving. Maybe you shouldn't be mitzarif to that. You don't want to be a chelik over the chilul Shabbos, but ba'atzim he's going even without you. You're not being going any chilul Shabbos b'chol. Such a case, it's only in the case where the guy's driving because of you. You have to be careful. And this is something that mamash have to be careful about. That I see it all the time, that people call drivers 20 minutes before the chmenshin to come. Maybe they're not going too far, maybe they're going to. But you gotta at least leave this guy. You shouldn't be germ, this guy should be Mechal Shabbos. And certainly you have to leave with enough time that you yourself should not be Mechal Shabbos.